Angrosaurus Rex, written and read by Laura Dockrill.
Do you think I'm in a bad mood or not? Well, let me tell you something for nothing right this minute. I am in the most worserest, baddest, horridest moods of all moods that has ever even been dreamed up. It's because today we are not going to Captain Adventure's water park, but instead, as a compromise, we're going to the boring wee wee baby child paddling pool because it is only down the road. It's my first day of the summer holidays and is meant to consist of uninterrupted fabulous mayhem without any annoying stuff. And what are we doing? We're going to the stupid park with the ugly, shallowest puddle of all time inside it. I hate the paddling pool because it's an evil, unhygienic swamp created for naked, snotty babies that take turns, like it's a competition, to wee in it as much as possible. And even though, yes, I admit it, I do wee in the paddling pool myself from time to time, there is a big difference between accidentally swallowing your own wee to swallowing some strange, weird two-year-old's wee. And what makes it even worse? Donald Pincher is coming. Mum would say that Donald is a friend of the family, but I would say he is a posh parasite slug that is bratty and snobby and always gets what he wants that we have to hang out with because his dad works with my dad. Hump! We can see annoying pale Donald Pincher already, standing by the ice cream van with his mum, Marnie Pincher. Shudder. His pasty body makes him look like an anemic uncooked croissant stuffed into trunks, and he has bow-mooby, wooby-wobby boy boobs that are covered in leaky, gross-melted ice cream from his wilting 99. Yuck. Marnie points and waves enthusiastically. She has on expensive designer sunglasses that I wouldn't mind sitting on if given the chance. Crack. Goodbye, showy-offy glasses. Ugh. We're not on holiday in Portugal, you know. It's not even that sunny. Hector speeds ahead on his scooter. Mum will end up carrying that and him on the way home, no doubt. If I was Mum, I would just take the scooter and hurl it over the back of the house so he couldn't bring it anywhere. But Mum says if he doesn't bring it, it will take him ages to get anywhere, so we all have to suffer. It's a domino effect because I'll then have to carry the entire bag of heavy wet towels home. Sigh. Poppy's already running after Hector, choosing her ice lolly before she's even reached the van. Cherry, strawberry, bubblegum, lemonade, orange. I will be running ahead too, but Mum's making me carry all this stuff. I'm panicking quite badly about my lolly flavour. I really don't feel that comfortable leaving the responsibility with these beanbag heads to choose me a good flavour. The whole gang together! Marnie screeches and embraces us, bringing us in for a clunky, awkward group huddle. Her shaved armpit is in my face and up close looks like a wrinkly dog's bum. Her elbow clanks into my side. Ouch! And her purple lipstick leaves a huge, sticky smear on my jaw.